Yes, boy! Welcome back to another episode of Vobs Podcast. Vobs. I am your host, Captain Lebrizol. To my right, your host, as always,
David D.
No Delicious this time. And behind the camera, as always, we got your certified Vob controller, DJ D. And today, we are joined by a very special guest, ladies and gentlemen. In the beginning, there was Tennyson and Tenny had a son. And from the son came the groove of all grooves. And one day, while soulfully throwing down on his box, Tenny's son boldly declared, "Let there be tech." And Afro Tech was born. Ladies and gentlemen, DJ, event coordinator, sometimes even impromptu stage manager as well. Today we have one of the biggest up-and-coming artists in the country playing huge events such as H2O, even playing at venues such as F&B Stadium, and also the biggest electronic music festival in the country most recently, Ultra 2023. Ladies and gentlemen, in the studio we're joined by Son of Dennis.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being
Thank
us.
You so much for having me.
Like, yeah. It's been a long time. Like, every time we see each other, I'm always like, you gotta be on. You're like, I wanna be on. Like,
yeah.
And what's mad is, like, we don't even have those conversations. We just vibe out, and then Davey will tell me in the car, he's like, "Yeah, no, I was speaking to Dennis, bro." And I was like, "Yeah, you must come on sometime." And he's like, "Yeah." And I'm like, "Are you actually speaking to him, or are you both just, like, drunk vibing?"
It's literally always just like, yeah.
At this point, Dennis has the in-ears, and he's like,
"Yeah, man, yeah. Please.
Podcast." No idea what the fuck he's saying.
Hey, oh. I'm not a camera guy, so hey, maybe I've been hiding.
Hiding the persona. But I feel like artists do that. So, like, in terms of, like, your brand and stuff like that, what do you think is, or how would you say that you as an artist, like, want to be perceived versus, like, how you are perceived? And, like, what's the two between that?
I think DJs in general are perceived the same, low key, bro. Like, everyone kind of thinks we stuck up and just, what I mean? Everyone, there's this, like, bad connotation.
Everyone's waiting for you to mess up, you know, like, before you have.
It's just that thing, bro. I don't know. I just like to be perceived as, like, the chill guy, bro. Like, just always grooving. I'm always smiling, laughing with peeps, bro. Just, like, even if it means I have to, like, wear a smile before I go out, boy. Even if I'm not okay, but it's just, like,
We are.
God damn. Yeah, just a smiley guy, bro. Just someone who's just happy always.
No, that's good. And I feel like, as well, like, in your career, like I was saying earlier, you've played literally, like, some of the biggest events. Are those, like, to you, highlights in your career, or is it more like, are you still looking at the next thing? Are you like, that was cool, but now?
I feel like that is always a thing, bro. Is that you're always kind of looking at, like, the next thing? You kind of get this, and it's like, okay, what's next? Like, that's what I believe. Like, you'll never be, like, fully content and happy. Like, if you're striving for shit and you want to be successful, I don't think you at any point are like, I'm the dog. Like, as soon as you reach one level, you're like, oh, but then that one, you know what I mean? I want to go there. And then
how do it feel to actually get, like, that ultra, like, lineup, like, finalized and everything when you got it?
You're crazy.
Because I can't imagine the thought process of being like, I want to go to Ultra, and it's like, I'm playing at Ultra.
I got a message sometime last year, and bro, chilling, and it wasn't even like a, you know, want to book you. It was just like, are you available on this date? And I was just like, yeah, I am. Cool. Left it. And then started realizing that date was Ultra date. And I was like, I want to go to Ultra.
I'm going to play this event.
And then it comes out that, And they say it so casually. Oh, by the way, it's Ultra. And you're just like, wait.
Am I being punked?
You're like, what?
No way.
Obviously, you're calling O's, boy. Just like, guess what? Don't say anything, but
you don't allow it.
I just needed to tell you, you know what I mean? Yeah. That's it, boy. But yeah, you're ecstatic, bro. I was ecstatic when I got it, bro. And I got it with my boy Tristan, so it was perfect.
That's such a beautiful
vibe. It was such a vibe, bro.
Yeah.
Such a vibe.
So in terms of like that and like your ultra performance, was it, is it a thing of like you were saying, like the next thing, like you're looking on to like, what am I gonna, how do you top ultra almost? Or is it like you're happy that that's done? It's a tick off the box or?
Yeah, obviously, definitely a tick off the box, bro. Like, I've been wanting that, you know what I mean? Mm. I feel like it, like you said, it's like probably the biggest electronic festival like in SA, bro, that country, you know what I mean? So definitely tick off the box. But I think in my head right now, I think I'm like so ready to start trying to, like, I've been producing. I'll play you some of my stuff. Ooh, down here, bro. Like, I think you guys are going to love it. I hope. Yeah, I've been producing. So that's been like something I'm like, yo, my heart's just set there, bro. Like, it's all I've cared about for since the beginning of the year, really. Like, that's all I've been on, bro. Like, I left my job. Wow, literally. It's
you took the plunge.
Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful.
And yeah, and just maybe breaking internationally and kind of leaving SA, like, not to say, you know, cheers always, but like also just to break out there and just travel to places, play in places we've just dreamt of our whole lives, boy.
100%. Yeah. I feel like it's almost like that with ultra. Like, I feel like everyone who's ever wanted to be a DJ goes and they see watching their first ultra and they're like, fuck's sakes, I wish I could play there. And now you're literally just like living the fucking football career mode, aren't you, bro?
Like, it's a slow one. Yeah, hey. It's a slow climb, bro.
Cheeky climb. Like, it's,
I don't want to say long time coming, but I feel like, yo, bro, I've been working at it, bro. Like, there's things that have happened in my life for this thing called music that I've gone through. And it's like, to see things kind of happen now, you know, that's like, beautiful. It's, yeah, it makes you kind of settle a little bit. But then, like I said, then there's the next goal now. Yeah. Now you want that one. Like, you're not content anymore with what you have. But you do try to look back and kind of be grateful for everything that you've kind of reached up until this point, for sure.
I think it's so sick that you can also now just think about producing as well, because it's like, I assume beforehand when you start DJing, it's like, I've just got to play with the crowd once kind of thing. And now it's like, I can start producing my own things and tell people what I actually want to be playing now. That's nice. Yep.
And to just put out there what you want. You know what I mean? Like, it's dope and well playing everybody else's music, but it's like, yo, what if, you know, I feel like everyone listens to music and goes, yo, but I could have put that in there. You know what I mean? And then it's like, okay, wait, now I can do it myself, bro. Why not? So it's just like, yo, it's a fun place to be.
You're literally there on the set. You see Shazam come out, and it's like, yes. You're not going to find that. That's not our jet.
That's a bootleg.
Oh, and it's beautiful. What song is this?
Oh, that's crazy.
Oh, man.
So in terms of, like, obviously, now you're putting on the producer hat. Right now you're wearing the DJ hat and also the event organizer hat with, like, Tribe and stuff. So before Tribe, you had Crescendo in those ones. And then Aware with Crescendo. Or how does it actually, how does the progression work?
With the events especially, we started off, so I was in grade 12. A lot of people don't know this because everyone's kind of like, oh, you guys are new on the block. But
this is what I want to say. Sorry to cut you off. I've been seeing your name on lineups for as long as I've been grooving, and it makes no fucking sense in my mind, because I was like, son of a dude, there's no way. And then I only met you like last year for the first time, and I was like, nah, but this looks young as well. How is this? What?
So we actually, so Matric, DJing starts, I'm a kid, bro, watch DJ Kent, and I'm like, oh, this is dope. This is and me. Then I met Fresh and Euphonic, and I'm like, this is even dope. You know what I mean? And yeah, you know, really was just practicing in my dorm. I went to Kez, so I was in the hostel there, you know, always had my laptop out trying to, you know, just mix and copy everybody else. And then I remember in Matric, bro, we were like, we want to throw our first event, bro. And that was the first Crescendo that was thrown in 2016, bro. Yeah. First Crescendo, we were in Matric, borrowed money from my dad, lost all of it, didn't pay him any of
it. I was about to ask like the whole success story.
No, bro. He asked me about that money till today. I haven't given it to him, bro. But so yeah, did this event, bro. Was a fail. It was a fail. Did not know anything about marketing, booking artists. I remember the one clause that absolutely boggled me, bro, was I were booking one of the DJs. I don't want to say his name in case. You know? But basically, his contract was like, if he comes to the venue and the venue's capacity is not at least at 50% or over, he's allowed to not play.
On a Beyonce thing, I swear that's also Beyonce as well or something. Like I've heard
he's allowed to be like, nah, had it. So imagine we put everything into this, bro, and then now the club is empty.
No.
And you're like, yo, this guy's going to get you and be like,
Yeah. Obviously still gets paid full.
Hey?
He obviously still gets paid full.
Yeah. Gets paid his money. But because you didn't, and you, when you sign the contract, you know what you're signing up. So you kind of like, but thank God he played. Shout out, he played. And yeah, man, it was a loss, but it was like our first time. And it's actually even the first time I played. I was so scared to DJ because I had only done it on virtual DJ on my laptop at the time. So I got there and I remember I was on the lineup and everything. And then it's time for me to play. I was like, nope.
Because I don't want
not,
to.
I
don't
said
want
I'm not doing it. There's none here anyways. So why should I play? why should I play? So I was like, nah. And then there was a girl named Savannah North who, like, she was a DJ at the time. And she was like, yo, dog, I'll stand next to you. And if you need help, I'll be here. Relax. Let's do it. And I think that's probably my first DJ video on my gram at Capital Underground, bro. And she's standing right next to me, bro.
Just you see me playing.
Like a tutor. Like, hey, I was stressing, bro. And yeah, that was like our first event. And then that grew into something that kind of died very long time ago called Creature Productions.
Okay.
And then when we kind of stepped away from that person, we went on to Aware. Now, Aware was kind of just like a housing, just like a housing platform, like a holding for everything that we want to do in terms of events. Yeah. So then all your events like Bye Bye Bye, Wandering Tribe are under
Aware Productions.
Under Aware Productions. Aware. Yeah. Professionals. Aware. Not productions. Productions. Yeah. Professionals. So yeah. And then Crescendo was just, we were in lockdown and it was kind of just like, yo, we've done it before, like twice. We really, everything's kind of dying out. And for the first time, I won't lie, like as much as COVID for a lot of people was this negative thing, I think for the music industry, what ended up happening, which, you know, we're still facing a lot of repercussions today for what kind of happened, you know. But I won't lie, for some of us, bro, it really was a reset button, dog. Because like trying to enter back in 2018 was so tough, bro. You could not. There was just,
you had your top five and that was it. Yeah.
Everything was so saturated. Clubs were full. Everything was just full. And now you have this time where all these big guys can't go out. No one's playing gigs and this and that. So there's kind of like this reset. There's no big events happening. All the big DJs aren't playing. Some of them, maybe people don't have money even when, you know, when things came back. People didn't have money to book them. Their set fees were so high. So it was kind of just like, it was like that reset now for like us young guys to kind of, you know, just plug ourselves into the industry a little bit and kind of grow. And that's literally what we did, bro. We drew up something and like sent it out to someone and they were like, all right, cool, we like this, we'll help you guys. And yeah, man, they jumped on with us, bro. And yeah, we threw our first Crescendo.
That's dope, man. Fuck yeah. Our
first Crescendo. So yeah, that, and then that, from then, I've been kind of involved now in the events game, kind of doing more and more events and collabing with like a lot of people. So yeah.
I think it was nice because with COVID, it's like what you're saying, that people would like, they just missed going out and actually just talking to people as well. So it was like such a big event for like Wandering and everything. It was like, oh, I can go there, see my friends, listen to good music.
Yeah, 100%.
Get to see everyone. Yeah, and it's like, it just became such a big event kind of thing. That's,
yeah, I'm glad. I'm glad it's turned out the way it did.
Yeah, because even then, it's still like a risk. Like, I mean, you throw your first event, it's like a like you say, a flop. I didn't attend, but it's like, it's,
yeah, 2016.
Really. How do you then kind of like galvanize yourself? Was it all COVID, or did you just have to say, listen, fuck it, that's how the game goes, through one, the next one will be different. We've learned, next one will be different. Or what's the mentality when after every event, like?
Keep going, bro. Isn't that what they always say, bro? You just keep pushing. Like, whether you've got an event that's failed or done, like, really well. Because we've had events where, bro, like, we're just sitting there going, what the hell? Where tickets are selling out in, like, 3 minutes. And you're like... like, what the? You know what I mean? Like, yeah. What just happened? So, yeah, but even when you got the bad times, bro, you just, you know, hustler's life, bro. You just keep going, show up, and you just hope that just one day something's going to change, bro. Yeah. And I think, you know, eventually God's just like, yo, bro.
Yeah. You put in your hours, bro.
Hey, you put in the work. Here's a little bit, you know, because I don't think we anywhere close to where we want to be, but it's like, you know, we've been given a little bit and we extremely grateful for that, bro. Mm.
Yeah.
For sure.
Mm. That's beautiful.
For sure.
So with your most recent tribe event, you booked and Les, right?
Yeah, bro.
And then before that, last year, you brought over, I'm going to butcher his name, Kios.
Joust. I don't know how to say it anymore.
Oh, wait.
I used to say Sios.
Yeah.
And then he came and he kind of did this, like, I couldn't really hear it, but he said like Chos.
Chos.
Like, Chos.
Oh,
so it's like Chos.
Yeah.
And then I met Ann Les speaking about Chos, and then now he said it some other way. They both from Italy. So when he said it another way, I was just like, okay, you know what? I'm done. Yeah. I don't even know either. So
writer's
I think
we've gone to greet him.
But he doesn't mind, bro. He's just like, whatever rolls off the tongue, bro, as long as I understand it, it's good.
Oh, at least. But that whole process, like booking your internationals and things like that, how do you guys decide who you're going to bring onto the next one? Or
if I'm being honest, I think we kind of just look at what we love, bro.
Mm.
Like, what do I enjoy as a person? And what do other people also kind of just like, what are they currently consuming? But it's like, I remember before I brought Charles, I was playing a lot of his music, bro. And it was just like, yo, people are loving it so much. What if the actual Oak came here to do the same thing? You know what I mean? And Lee, same thing. I bump and Les tracks all the time. Like, yeah. I bump and Les songs all the time. So it was just like, yo, imagine actually bringing this guy. Like, I enjoy him so much. And when I play him, people
receive it.
The reception is crazy. So it's like, why not bring the Oak here? And yeah, that's been it for and Les, Chaz. We've done stimming before. So it's just like, yeah, bro. What we vibe with, what we feel like people will vibe with, like, kind of got to think of both sides. What we like, what everybody else likes, and then put together an event. You can't just run an event off. I mean, you can.
No.
Off just what you want. But I think at the end of the day, events are a business in a sense. So it has to make sense. You can't just.
Yeah.
Can't just give. You know, I love whoever. Now I must bring him.
Then people are like, who's this? Like,
you know what I mean? Yeah. Oh, Luna Plain as well. I remember I used to play a lot of their songs. And when we brought them over as well, it was just like, yo, you guys love this shit. So, sorry, my language. You guys love this. So, here they are, bro.
That's beautiful.
Mm.
And as an organizer versus a fan, how does meeting them go for you?
Crazy. Oh, God.
A little giddy. A little giddy.
But, like, you geek out a little bit, but you don't want to be too much of a geek because you're kind of like, yo, dog, you know, I got to keep it cool. Yeah. You know, it's... But, yeah.
It's crazy,
when they play that
bro,
song.
And, like, and it sucks because every time you bring them, you play their music, so you're kind of like, I can't put this in my set anymore. So, you kind of got to, you know. But, yeah, bro, you try not... fan over them too much, but I think, yeah, bro, it's nice to kind of get to know them because the lucky part is you get to kind of be in certain spaces with them, the one-on-one interaction, and you actually get to kind of pick up on who they are, and you get to ask them just questions, bro, that you've just thought of in your head your whole life about these people.
Yeah.
And it's always crazy to realize how everyone's just human, bro.
Yeah, everyone's just having fun.
Everyone is just human.
100%.
Like, at its core, like, as big as this might be and that and that and that, like, people are human. I'll never forget when I played at... I think I played at Philip FNB for Casper New Vest, right? And I was opening DJ, so I kind of got to go into the back room and everything like that. And I remember being in the... in the green room, and all the artists are kind of like walking in and everything, bro. And they gave us these like Ciroc cards, you know, that we could use to just get drinks and whatnot. And I remember standing in a line, bro, and I've got Ricky Rick in front of me here, bro. I've got Youngster CPT behind me, bro. And I'm kind of like, and everyone's just chatting like they.
So do you want to kind of
like bro?
Okay,
man. And now you must act normal in front of these people, but you've only seen these people on TV, bro, on videos or this, and standing right there having the most normal conversations, bro. Crazy. No matter who you meet, it's like at their core, they're just a human being, bro.
That's a beautiful message, man.
It's a blessing.
We need to fucking remember that sometimes. Because literally doing this, like, we just get starstruck so many times, like, with the people that we meet and then we get to interview. Like, even with you, bro. I'll dead ass will never forget in Durban when I met you, bro. I was dead ass. I had guabs. I had guabs.
That was a show.
I was like, nah, calm down. Because I wish it was, like, a thing of, like, I hadn't seen you perform before. But then I remember, like, leading up to when I met you in Dubs for that event that one time. We don't say, Dave hates when we say it's back.
we're gonna back.
But yeah, I literally just, I don't know what it was. I just had like this major guabs. Cause it's like, to me at least, when I see DJs, it's like, you guys are like superheroes. Almost, you know what I mean? Like when you deep it, like if you're standing in a crowd and you're like looking around, and I remember it was filthy because I remember your tribe set when, I think it was Tribe and Sub. No, it was a Garden Party and Subculture. I don't remember. It was in Lotus.
It was hot.
And from that moment, I was like, nah, I'll never meet him.
I'm never going to be the petrol station with this man.
I'm going to
the in the morning. Chang Bunny Chow.
Yo, Chang Bunny Chow.
That was the favorite thing, because you guys say goodbye to us. You're like, oh, we're going home. And then like 5 in the morning, I see you guys roll up in the car. And I was like, I saw you guys said you're going home. It's like, I thought we were.
Bro, crazy times. That's how I did. I know. Definitely crazy times. But like I said, even in the beginning, where it's like, a lot of people have this perception of you. Because you don't speak to us. You just see people on stage doing their thing. And again, when I'm doing my thing, I'm very...
You're working.
Head focus, you know what I mean? I'm very shy, so I don't really interact too much with the crowd. I should do more of that, but I'm quite shy, bro. So it's like you don't speak to people, they don't know you, and so they start getting like this, you know, preconception of who you are and what you're about, and just everyone in general. Because some people you kind of have met and they were assholes, bro. You know what I mean? Like, just to put it straight, just like assholes. And you kind of start getting that vibe off some people, and then it just becomes a thing. We also secluded, you know, there's the VIP area that side or artist area there, so you don't know people, bro. And you just kind of think, oh. And then you kind of meet us, and I hope when people meet me, they're kind of like, yo, this guy's a vibe. Oh, you know what I mean?
100%.
As long as people can say I'm a vibe, then I'm like, alright.
4 a.m. in Kingston, starting a conga line. Are you mad, boy? Nah, that's a special one. That's a special one.
Come on.
Nah, you're a vibe controller, dude.
Make sure. It must be a vibe whenever I'm around. You must always be smiling and laughing. Yeah. It.
Oh, yeah. 100%. That's beautiful, man.
I can schlag when you get home. So you can cry there, you know, leave the worries there. But when you come out,
it's time to enjoy.
Jumping a bit more into your music side of everything, from since we've been watching you, since we started going out to Wandering Garden Party and everything, I feel like your sets have now evolved into almost like storytelling. Because I think it was that set at Katie's that you did where it was, I can't remember that monologue thing where it's that guy talking about how like house people were nerds and everything. I spent months typing out the like what that guy was saying, and maybe then I eventually found that it was some trance like mix it like this. But basically from that, like, I feel like you start telling a story, and like from what I've seen now with your sets, they have like a nice like start, middle and ending to them. And it's like, how does it feel telling a story through music as well?
Bro, beautiful.
I can imagine.
You know, I feel like when you start, you're just playing, bro. You're kind of just playing to get a reaction from people always. And if they don't like that, then you under so much pressure to change what you're doing and then hop onto what they might actually, you know, enjoy. But I think it's nice to kind of start getting into a place where I can kind of play, like I can actually find music that does what the people want and what I want as well, and what I enjoy. And again, like you said, the storytelling. You want, bro, it's like anything entertaining is a story, bro. You know what I mean? Like there's a way it goes, you know what I mean? And I feel like the better you get as a DJ, like you do that like even better. You know what I mean? You watch a Black Coffee set, bro, and you're just like, like he can put in the most mellow song mid set, but it's the way he's done it and led up to that moment that kind of gives you that blissful feeling, bro, where you're just like, this is like that moment.
This is the moment.
You know what I mean? So yeah, you can't say it's practice, but I think eventually you kind of find your flow after you've done it a lot of times. It's kind of like, I like kind of starting like this and then bringing it up or this. And again, it depends on the night as well, the person playing before you, what you're trying to get done. Like a lot of people don't understand that, like as DJs, it's not even just your story, it's a whole night story, the whole event story. And that's why there is an opening DJ and this and that and that, you know what I mean? Because there's supposed to be like this progression through the night that like peaks at a point, you know what I mean, and like sets you and does the thing it's supposed to do. And that's why, you know, like with when you're an upcoming DJ, like you kind of got to be careful, because it's like you want to show who you are and what you can do on decks. But if you're playing an opening set, you can't be a staring, bro, like you got
all the bangers.
Now it's like, how, what's everyone else the, supposed to do?
They tuned the opening song anchor points. You said,
my guy, hello. So it's like, yo, start us off, you know what I mean? People are still getting there, you know, they haven't even started drinking yet, still feeling the vibe, like ease them into it, bro. Imagine watching a movie, bro, and the first thing you see is like the screaming of a horror movie. Doug is like, dog, what's going on?
Hey. I just got you, dog.
Like, I'm not understanding. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, like you build out like the day like the best you can, bro, so that there's this. And that's why if done properly, bro, like by the time you have your headliners, bro, like the energy, the atmosphere, everything. And I think also after I started doing events, you kind of realize, bro, how important it is for that night to kind of progress like that, bro. Because again, if someone's playing bangers in the beginning, sometimes if you walk in and everything's just too loud, it's too much, you don't feel comfortable, so you leave. You know what I mean? But if things are nice, you get there, like, you know, drinks are starting to flow, music is starting to really like pick up and everything. And then as you pick up, everything else is picking up, it becomes this whole
you feel like you're
experience
part of it,
you know what I mean? So like as a DJ, you kind of have to also play in that whole experience of knowing kind of how to still show who you are, but tell your story in the midst of a bigger story.
Fuck me. Just gonna run his first track, he's like, nah.
You don't know what you're doing. Yeah, it's a short story now.
Oh man.
Must you wild when do you get to pick your set times, or do you kind of let it see you say you tell me what part of the story you want to be in?
A lot of the times I don't pick my set time, I just get given and then I will get there and
that's kinda, nice. That kind of keeps you on edge.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, oh,
you know what I mean? Yeah. And you know, some people will start hating opening sets or whatever the case is, but it's like low-key opening sets are always kind of where everyone starts, bro. And they're this beautiful place to kind of like try out new things and see if you can still kind of create that vibe, bro. Because I think once you're doing main set times, you're doing kind of the same thing but on a bigger, louder scale, faster BPM, whatever the case is.
Redlining all over the place.
Speakers are going crazy. I forgot the question.
Me now.
Set times. So pick your set times.
Oh yeah, yeah, no. So yeah,
just like my set times. Set times.
But I mean, listen, if I've got another gig somewhere else and I can't make a set, then it's like, yo, bro, sorry, you know, can't do that. And sometimes I think you look at a lineup and you kind of do look at your set time and kind of go, I don't fit there. Like I've started being very conscious of that, of going, okay, where do you want me to play? You know, what time? Who's playing before me? Who's playing after me? Because I always used to wonder why, when you filling in some of these, you know, when you're trying to book a DJ, like, you fill in like what the event's gonna be like and this and that and that, and DJs will ask you who they're playing before and who's playing after them. And I've realized it's so that you can kind of pick up on whether firstly you belong. Like, for me, it'll tell me, do I belong here or do I not? Like, if I don't, I'll either go, yo, can you move me earlier or a bit later? Because, you know, I don't feel like I match what you want going on here.
Yeah.
But yeah, other than that, you take whatever comes, bro. Like, give you a set time, you play it, bro.
That's beautiful, man.
Yeah.
And in terms of the music itself, like, have you ever turn down a gig because you don't match the genre profile? Are you ever like, I would rather keep to what I enjoy than go play this? Or would you say you adapt more so depending?
I won't lie, I would say I'm very adaptive. Like, mm-hmm. I try and adapt to my environment and I try keep my sound, but like, I feel like music works on energy, bro. Like, there's like energies that are just very like chill and slow, and then there's energies that like rock, bro. And there's like, you can play like, obviously not at a techno that's playing at a 130 BPM, you know what I mean? But I think there's Afro that like competes in that energy spectrum where it's like, it's still hard and gets people like grooving. And then there's Afro that's like really calm and mellow and chilled, bro. So like, depending on where I am, I'll adapt on what kind of Afro I kind of play for that space. And I say Afro, but I'm also not like purely Afro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my sets do consist of like things from like just different spaces and places, bro. Like, I just feel will fit. And I'm kind of like, because I feel like genres are kind of stepping out of being, this is what it is, bro. Because things have influence from like 6 different genres. And it's like, how do you even name, you know, like sometimes you want to name a track and you don't even know what genre it's kind of in, whatever, bro. Like,
if you like it, you like it.
Exactly. If it makes sense in that story, bro.
Just throw it in.
Color that thing,
my guy. Rather, man. Fuck sakes.
I mean, it'd shake.
I even think it's true with like how Wandering and Garden Party, they shifted from techno into Afrotech, and it's like, it wasn't like it was an abrupt like, hey guys, we're just playing Afrotech. It was like, we can mix everything into it, and it became such a subtle change, but now everyone's enjoying it.
Exactly. And knowing where to put, again, those genres a lot of the time come with energies. Well, also depending on your crowd, guys. Because there's a crowd that will want to listen to Deep House whole night. You know what I mean? They're there.
You're not going to go to Toy Toy and be like,
you know what I'm saying? Ready for the Afrotech. You know what I mean? Toy Toy and, you know, just there, it's rocking.
Yeah.
So there's places like that, bro. But then there's other places which I frequent, which are, they start off quite slow, chilled, mellow, and they kind of progress through the night and then get harder and faster as the night progresses. So yeah,
that's pretty that's vibes, man. Fuck sakes. Yeah. Also, in terms of like, obviously running events versus like being a DJ, has the running of events gotten, I don't know, like your DJ mind in a different space in terms of the business of it all? Or is it like...
Oh, you're going to have to rephrase that one for me. Yeah, I missed it.
Would you say that you're a better DJ in terms of business now because you know how the industry works? Like, for DJs watching that are only DJ focused and only like, I come here, I play my set. Would you advise them to like, I don't know. I don't want to say advise them to throw parties, because not everyone can throw parties. I feel like these days everyone's fucking throwing parties, but it's like, would you advise them to, I don't know, try find a way to get that knowledge, business mind, that knowledge, or could you coast without having to get that?
Bro, most artists make it without the event side of things, bro. Like, I've seen big artists literally ask me for help, bro. You know what I've seen? I've seen big artists, bro. You know, you're like, you know who you are, bro. You've got a hit song, blood. Like, what do you mean? You want my help? You know what I mean? But it's two different spaces, really. Like, obviously, they've got their cross sections. Yes, do I feel like it's helped me a lot?
Mm-hmm.
I really do. But again, it's not for everybody, bro. It's really not for everybody. I think that was just my path, but you know, here's where I do think it, I can't say is for everybody. But you know, sometimes what you struggle with as an artist, which was us, was you feel like you're good enough to be somewhere, but like no one is giving you that opportunity, right? Mm. And that's how I felt before COVID, where it's like some people weren't really like even trying to give you that like leg, you know what I mean? Or, you know, step stool, nyana, nothing. you know what I mean? So it got to a point where you just like, if really no one is going to wanna know what I'm about, bro, all right, let's create our own vibe then. Why not, bro? Then no one can tell me anything, dog. Exactly. Can't tell me anything about my own event, bro. If you don't want to be there, go home. Mm. You know what I mean? Not like that. We love you guys. Love you guys. But you know what I mean? It's like, it's now the space where at least you know, you can also showcase yourself and like be about yourself. But I mean, bro, again, it's not for everybody. Bro. Yeah. Like the game is tough, bro. Like
it's tough.
When you're looking at your expenses that are worth more than your car, my guy, then you'll realize that, yo, this game isn't just play, my guy. Like, if things go horribly wrong, child,
someone spills a drink on the deck.
I would cry. And it's not easy, like, convincing people to come to your party, bro, and this and that. Like, there's so much that goes into all of it. Mm-hmm. And yeah, man, like, again, our first draw was in 2016, bro, and our first successful draw, I would say, was what, 2021.
Yeah,
so it's like, look at the years, bro, that like it took. Yes, I wasn't doing a lot of events during those years, but still, it was, we were kind of like, okay, go back, try figure something out, come back, try again, go back. It's not something you can just wake up and, well, maybe for someone, but most people, you're not just going to wake up and be like, I'm doing this.
Yeah.
You'll see your ass.
You have to go through the growing pains.
You'll see your ass. We're still seeing our asses, bro, so.
Yeah. But I feel like it's the nature of the game now. Like you said, like a lot of people are throwing events and you do kind of have to convince people to come to your party. You know what I mean? So like in events, in DJing, how would you say like you remain competitive like that?
I wouldn't even call it competitive, just, I guess, different. You try and be as different as you can be. But I think it's not as hard as, like, sitting down and having to go, like, I need to be different, I need to be different.
No.
Like, I think eventually in a lot of things you do, you find you're different, bro. You know what I mean? Like, I've entered production now and I feel like I'm sitting there taking in a lot of people's music and trying to find inspiration. And for a while, I'll probably be, like, taking from there until eventually I've built my own identity. And by the time I get there, I probably won't even realize. You know what I mean? You're just there. You know what I mean? You're like, you're just there. Like, you are different. Like, that's your, that's your thing. It was funny. I was playing a song for Cairo and he was like, I can hear your sound.
You're like, stop.
What do you mean? What? Like, I don't even hear it yet. You know what I mean? So it's like, do your thing, like eventually you become different. You don't have to, I mean, you can, you know, start off on a, I want to be different tip. But again, you know, when you go into more business side of things, you kind of need to mix a little bit of what you want and also what your clientele want. At the end of the day, you can't just, that thing can't just be for you.
Like, it's a very short-term mindset to be like, I'm going to do this only.
I'm just doing it the way I want. No. People come to events, there's a way they like things. You can not like ex-DJ or whatever, but if they set the mood right for your event, guess what, bro?
You're going to have to deal with an hour.
You're going to book them, or you're going to book that genre or whatever. You know what I mean? Doesn't mean you have to listen to it. You know what I mean? But it's like, I'm not a techno heavy like kind of person, you know what I mean? But my events will have it, and we found like a nice place for our events to have it, and it just flows, bro, and it just makes sense to me. So yeah,
that's beautiful, man.
At this point in the podcast, we like to get into a little thing we like to call vibe checks, baby.
Ooh, vibe checks.
Yeah, you know the vibe checks, man. You come now, we love a vibe check. David, tell them what a vibe check is.
How are you?
But saying vibe like the uncle that you are.
What? I'm not going to say like that.
Like, vibe check is
essentially where we give... you got me messed up now because you made me sound like an uncle.
We just do it every episode, bro.
So yeah, man.
I do it every episode. We rephrase a question. We put out a question, then we're going to answer it in the phrase of good vibes, bad vibes, mid vibes, the absolute best vibes, and everything in between.
Do you understand? Give me an example. You're going to need you to give me an example.
Oh, yeah.
Easiest one is like five chick on pineapple and pizza. That's a very blatant, like it's an average.
So what are the options? Vibes?
Good vibes, bad vibes.
However you feel about it.
Or however you feel about it. You can remix the vibes. Saucy vibes.
Trash vibes.
Faulty vibes. David vibes. You take that however you want to take that.
Yeah,
we'll
talk to you right now.
Yeah. So normally we do one that we come up with ourselves and then get into the viewer vibe checks. So our vibe check from us to you, I think we have a sort of little sense of it. But vibe check on greeting a DJ during their set. Good vibes or bad vibes?
Please don't talk to me.
Oh no! Draw the line in the sand.
Hey bro, I won't lie, it depends on who you are. I'm not gonna cap to no one. It really depends on who you are. Because hey, sometimes you know you see a face and you really want to greet them and it's like, what's up? And then sometimes there's that random hun you've never met in your life. You have your girlfriend on the other end, you're nervous. You're like, who are you, my guy? Who are you? You know,
but I'm everyone you know, she stares at you all the time. She's like,
and then they stand there, yeah. Bro, and you're like, okay, now are we doing a back to back? What's that, bro? Like,
the earphones are on. Okay, come on.
What are you gonna do? I've had people touch.
No,
bro.
That's outrageous, boy. Why do people not know how to behave a groove
how
anymore,
do you keep my your hands? Alcohol, Linja. I need to slow down on don't slow down on drinking.
Just control your hands.
Just control yourself,
bro. Yeah, fuck's sake.
Like, come on. Like, yeah. So, it depends on who you are, bro. Yeah. Like, if I like you and you good energy, aware, but sometimes, you know, if you kind of don't know me and be like,
at least wait till afterwards.
Yeah, wait till after. Yeah. A lot of people wait till after.
Oh,
like, it's not a thing, bro. Like, I'm trying to do something.
Because that's how I see it as well. It's like you're busy working and now Usa khaling the fist bump and you're like, hey, yeah, 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 yeah.
And the fist bump is better, bro. It's the whole, hey, boy, how are you? And then you have a conversation. Like, as soon as you say, how are you? Why are you here?
How? Like, I'm working.
It's like they're there to show face. We're like, you know, we're up here. You know,
Yo, do you see that a lot in the industry? A lot of clouty behavior.
Yeah.
Yeah,
come on.
It definitely comes with
come on. And those people know themselves also. Those people know themselves also.
It's a painful one, bro.
So if it touched you, you know it's you.
I saw someone
did it. If it got touched when I said that, you know it's you.
Yeah.
If you weren't touched, we cool.
Then you're like, oh, wait, you're
then,
vibes,
then you're a vibe.
Oh, we love it. We love it. All right, getting into our viewer vibe checks, the ones that you guys send in. Make sure that if you're not following us on the IG, go ahead, follow us on the IG so you can get involved as well at Vibes Podcast. First one comes from Cody Finn, and it's TCing and going back to groove. Good vibes or bad vibes?
Strong vibes. You're a soldier if you're that guy.
I don't know how people do it. I don't
know if people Anything's coming out of my mouth, but it's time to go home.
Yeah, right, man.
I don't understand it. For me, it's just like, is the night that important? That you're like, I'm throwing up, I need to be back there.
Wait, do you even smell alright? Like, sometimes, you know, when you're just like, guys.
Imagine your bro comes back and he's got like,
bits. Hey, is that the sushi?
And your boys be kissing these girls afterwards. And they the ones.
Could never be us.
They the ones.
Maybe Dave, not us.
I love. I'm not gonna do this with you today.
Have you ever done a TC in your life?
No. Yes.
Strong.
But I wasn't out. Like, I was just trying to survive.
Wasn't it a TC? It was just a C. It was just like, okay, it's happening.
I was trying to survive. That was it. Not. I need to go to all night. It was. I'm trying to stay alive here, bro. And everything is just sitting.
Yeah. You woke up the next day still drunk. You said, I can't have it. Yeah.
Get it out of me. But yeah,
that's major, man.
TC, not vibes, boy. Oh, yeah. Strong vibes, rather. Yeah, you're a strong human being if you do that stuff. Yeah,
a whole soldier.
I know.
I wouldn't trust him though. If you can do that, like if that's a normal night for you,
you've done it, no?
I think back in your prime.
Maybe you're back in the prime. But
what does it do for you?
Yeah, brother.
That's what I want to know.
That's what I was thinking. Like, I feel like back in the day, it was a vain thing. Like, it was my ego. It was like,
I just TC'd, bro.
Fuck, yeah, I'm gonna just TC'd, bro. I'm back in the jaw.
Yeah.
And you weren't. Like, you weren't. You weren't there physically.
Nah, but
physically. Physically, you were there. Mentally. Whole other person. Yeah.
Bottles of vodka, bro, and I'm still
joining. Oh, those guys. You know those guys in the club that have to tell you how much they've drank?
Yeah.
And then you're supposed to respect them for it.
I work in a bar.
You're like, champion.
Drop you know, I've had like six. Good for you, my guy. How's your bank account looking?
Pitiful.
I work at Babs, and that's, I've got a guy as well. He's like, bro, after 16 shots of tequila, I'm still all right. It's like, my bro, you're not. Like, everyone's been talking about cutting you off at this point. Like,
I served you. I gave you four.
I've cut you off a long time ago, my bro.
It's been water shots, G. It really
and
has.
The ones who lie. Like, two bottles of you. Like, no chance in hell.
And you're surviving. You're looking at me eye to eye. Never. No, that's a mess, bro.
I don't know. People don't grow out of high school, I guess, but...
Hey, don't say that.
Again, if it touched you,
get out of high school.
If it touched you,
if
you
it
peaked.
Touched you, you might
peaked.
Be you.
Oh, fuck that. Oh, wait. Last vibe check of the night after we've slid the whole drilling community.
Once more.
One more time. They're getting
yo,
it again.
You mustn't be had. Yo, people are going to come for me.
It was calm though. It's like it's nothing it's out of pocket. Like it's
true.
They're the
true,
out of pocket
actually,
ones.
Yeah, like I said, if you touched.
I said, if you touched. But I
look in the mirror.
No, man. Major, major.
If you touched.
You just play that around all your mates. You send it on the group chat when niggas are getting roasted. Oh, fuck sakes, man.
See, some people don't pay for bottles here. If you touched. Hey, let's move on.
Rather.
Don't forget where you are at the club.
Remember your place. Your dad's messaging you back from 2016. Yeah, some people just don't pay back their parents. If you touched.
I'm touched.
I'm affected. Allow it.
Oh man.
Last five check comes from Duke of Greg, and it's guest list merchants.
Let me tell you something. They're irritating, no?
Yeah.
Because there's some people, they don't hit you up, boy.
They don't care about you. You're crying on the Monday, boy, on the Sunday.
They even start off with, you know, like, boy, how the honey's doing? You're like, I've got one hand. You don't know me.
Fair,
you don't know me. And you're asking me for lists. I'll tell you one thing. When you're going to that faraway gig, boy. Or that gig where your friends aren't going with you that night. Hey, now you're messaging them. Like, boy, do you want lists? Hey, because it's lonely to travel alone.
List and a lift, rather. I'll take you, my boy.
You're going to get a game in Benoni, and it's like, hey, can I get your list? It's like, how much can you bench for this? Like,
hey, boy, I need a soldier.
I need
how much weight these days? If you don't love me like a stand, I'm.
If you're going to see me getting stripped in the parking lot and you're going to walk away, you can't have a list, bro. No, that's major.
Oh, man. Yeah, I know. List warriors. I think you get used to them, bro. You can't even say you hate them, bro, because sometimes you love them, dog.
I think sometimes the worst part is they're always at the draw, though. Like, if you don't give them a list, someone does. Someone gets it.
That's the one that kills me.
That is a BC.
You can't even need it.
I got you.
You had options, bro.
Yeah. Sorry, boy, I couldn't organize. Don't worry, bro.
I was like 6 hours.
Yeah.
Boy, can't find this, please.
Hades, boy, Teddy's list is finished.
And can then you see them, so let's, ah, oh, boy, Hadi.
Hadi, boy.
You see a Lotus, like, climbing over the window through the office block.
They got a job in the office block so that they could come down at any point to come groove. Oh,
man. Yeah, but we don't get unlimited guest lists, bro. A lot of people just think, you know, some people think you just...
It's a free-for-all.
You know what I mean? And it's like, yo, I do have lists, firstly, but the most important people who are always with me, yeah, probably going to go on there first.
100%.
If there is more after that, why not, bro?
Yeah.
I wear. But if I don't have space, how do you, bro? Like, I really can't do it for you like that, bro. And it's nothing personal. It's just we get limited list. It's not unlimited.
Imagine being don't message unlimited. Me 4 years later.
Please. You didn't come to my set in Madrid. Now you want to come today.
Today, yeah.
Did they hit you up for Nasrec? Be honest. Be honest. I said, boy, these ultra tickets are expensive. What are you saying, boy?
Bro, I really want to support, but...
The ones that killed me is when Oz's managers, boy. Ones that you fight with all the time, yeah. Things. Today they on. They're asking you things. And they're calling you like, how?
I didn't know you had my number saved.
Like, since when are you this guy, bro? I know. But yeah, we love them.
Yeah, man.
It's all part of the
game. It's all part of the game.
Yeah.
It's all part of the game.
Hey, you just got to charge it, bro. Just got to charge it. And also, like, you guys always roll squad deep. Like, I feel like as tribe, you guys are like, you arrive, you're like, there's tribe.
Yeah, there's our people.
Crocs
and everything. But I mean, I think we try be around a lot of people. I feel like we now connect a lot when we are together.
Yeah.
You know, in like the same, you know, same circles. But,
I want to start crying, just by the way. I might just start crying.
Dave, you
if
can't
I start crying, just ignore it.
You can't fanboy. He's in the studio, you can't fanboy.
We're not boys, we're boys.
It's love. It's love.
Bro, 4 o'clock in the morning, you're eating bunny chows together. Do not say you know each other.
Come down, come down. That's your boy. Come greet me while I'm playing. Come, David.
Yeah, David can come greet me.
David's like, are we friends? He's like, bruh.
The sun is up! It wasn't!
We are in another province!
That was crazy, oh, actually, man. Fuck so. What a night. Oh, God.
Oh, man. I'm definitely releasing music before the end of the year. That is a given. Yeah, man. I'm just... That's the one thing I'm, like, super excited for, bro. You know what I mean? And to... Just play out the country, but I've never left South Africa, bro, in my entire life. Not even like country, nothing, boy.
Malaria tablets.
Only place up Cape Town.
It's a different country. It's a different country.
But other than that, nah. So, before the end of the year, I would have left the country. Definitely, and. Music would have dropped.
That's beautiful.
Where's the gold country?
Hey?
Where's the gold country for now?
I don't think there's a gold country, bro. I think I've started finding the beauty. Like me and Kaylin always speak, but I've found the beauty in just seeing new places, seeing new vibes. When I'm now fortunate enough to sit with people who are traveling the world. You know, I've sat with Kasango, Vango, Cairo. And, bro, like, they just speak about, like, things out there, you know what I mean, and not to hate on anything we've got going on here, but you know there's other things, bro.
Yeah.
Like, and I feel like leaving where you're from gives you a whole different perspective, you know what I mean. Like even if you move from here to Durban, you'll see life way differently, or you move from here to Cape Town, or someone moves from Durban to here, like you notice that your life kind of opens up in a way you have kind of never experienced before, you know what I mean. So I feel like if I had to leave, I might jump onto music I've never heard in my life. I might have inspiration from other stuff that I've never gotten because I've always been here, bro. So I'm just keen to really jump around and
explore the sounds. Explore the frequencies.
Explore the frequencies. Yeah, that's the one.
Hey, we love a frequency, man. Techno music.
He's gonna come back. He's gonna be like a Berlin merchant there with like
all leather, all black. They don't like that one. They don't like that.
I always say when I've got money, bro. Yo, like even my style, like it'll get even
hotter.
Just crazy. I know. Nah. Let's not say hot. Crazy, because some people look at me and be like, what the fuck is going on here?
It'd be like, it's wild.
But yeah, I'll just kind of
I think, yeah, man. The more you build confidence, you kind of, you dress the way you want, bro. You play the music you want to play, bro. You play at the places you want to play. Like, some people literally are those people you say, hey, can you play a set here? They say, nope. Not for me. Nope.
I'm on different
energy. They don't even give you a reason. You know, when you've got that kind of confidence. Nope.
Nope.
Thanks so much, man. But I don't really want to.
That time you boys, you're having drinks. Having drinks last week. But can you play? Nope.
Nope.
Oh, I'm just gonna go there.
It's like, no, bro, but we still drinking. It's like, I feel like I shook the vibe. I don't know what's going on. I said I'd pay. It's whatever, man. Don't even stress. You don't want to give me
a hot shot.
There's Uncle Dave. Mr. Hotshot.
I guess you got the bill as well. I'm gonna go now.
Oh man.
Nah, it's a big time,
I'm doing that completely out of pocket.
your favorite artists are like your most listened to right now.
Yo, yeah, I know, eh? Maybe.
Yeah.
I am so versatile. Always, like, I know a lot of people say this, my dog. But firstly, I'm that guy, when I get home, I listen to the least amount of afro, and
I was actually gonna ask, like, what's your home? What's your music, like, when you get home? Because I don't imagine.
It goes crazy. Yeah, we're listening to Mumford and Sons. Nah. That's like,
I love it.
That's deep, but you understand me, little bro. Yeah. On other days, bro, I'm listening to. I'm trying to think now. Oh boy, I have my Billie Eilish days, even dog.
Like, everyone's got a Billie Eilish.
You know what I'm saying?
Necessary.
But yeah, bro, like, I've got. I just listen to everything, bro. And, like, sometimes I really just wanna chill. Like, as long as it's melodic. I think I'm a sucker for, like, melodic stuff. Like, that just make me feel like I'm...
Feeds the soul.
Yeah, bro. You know what I'm saying? But, like, you know, sometimes we listen to too much...
The
just
PM is all over the place. The energy. In the bed.
Me. Bro, you just like...
It's not the music. It's the tinnitus from the night, dude. You literally lay your head and you can still hear groove. Yeah. And you're like, please
your ears
stop.
Are ringing.
I listen to Hans Zimmer now. I'm playing piano, yes. Because it's, I just needed to walk it out.
Wow, look at this.
Hans Zimmer. 110%, my guy.
Like, I've listened to
definitely
the entire Interstellar album.
It's not a competition.
No, what's this? It's an organ.
Dave, I think it's a saxophone. Okay. We'll come back to that one. For me, one of the biggest, like, musical clicks for me was realizing how big scores affect movies. And music tells a story. Bringing it back.
Bro, I won't lie to you. I would love one day to actually study anything in, like, classical and scoring and stuff. I don't even know what it's called or what the course is, whatever it is. But I really be would there. Love. No, like, imagine, bro, like, when you watch a movie, like, your emotions are taken on this crazy-ass journey.
Exactly.
Like, you know what I mean? And try watch the same movie without that music behind it, dog.
And even the small nuances of just, like, a slight, like...
You know, you're like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it does a lot.
It feels like you guys are trying to convince me. I'm like, James, I've seen movies.
It feels rough. Like, you watch movies. It's like this, like, I could just watch it with subtitles and not care.
I won't lie to you. I'm not a movie guy. Bro, fuck movies. But I believe the soundtrack's back.
It's beautiful. It's genuinely, like, so beautiful. So if I could one day just incorporate that again into my sets, like, to make them just that much more alive, bro.
I'll pay
make the music
the most amount of money if I can hear Hans Zimmer track into an Afrotech beat.
I will fuck that one up.
Hans will come all the way from Denmark, be like, what is this?
For now, we'll stick to mixing Mumford and Sons into the tech, my boy. Don't even stress.
Oh, I can't believe I started off with Mumford and Sons. My God. It's what we were listening to today, bro.
Oh,
like, crazy. A Parker, does anyone know A Parker? Okay, go listen to him, bro. You'll cry yourself to sleep online.
You see, this is the thing that scares me.
That's my Montel Fish, sorry. I just forgot about him.
Another one.
We should listen to it. You're not.
I'm not listening to it. We're not taking my place. This is cute and wholesome. This is toxic and slowly ruining my dating career. Slowly.
Dating friends,
don't. Yo, what are we doing? What are we doing? Come down, guys. Come down.
I expose. This is what I came for.
He said I came here to catch a vibe, and the vibe is aggression. Calm down. Oh god. Oh, but what I was gonna say is like DJ scared the shit out of me because I feel like you guys know so much music. So how do you literally like pick from all the like influence that you have? That is it literally just the story, or is it like you just I don't know. It just it fascinates me. The whole thing fascinates me.
But again, music's just one of those go through every day, bro. Whether you're in a lift, you're in the shopping mall, that is just always there, dog. You know what I mean? So like everyone kind of takes in like a whole load of different things all the time. Mm. But yeah, with us, I think again, you listen to the same all over and all over again, bro. So you just like, yo, take me out of there, bro. You know what I mean? Like, play me something else, just anything else, bro. Like I will listen. I mean, with the exception of a few things, but like, yeah, I am open to almost everything.
Almost
everything.
Nah, I'm sure we could find
them. Yeah, I know. The some stuff just sounds. Yo, dodgy. I don't even know.
I don't even want to say before I catch it's you.
Guess the most like stands for the genre. Like, how dare you?
The past two episodes we've done Bang Marry Kill with like three different genres.
Oh no!
Nah, it goes off. If you want to play, we can play. Let's go quickly. Okay, quick. You don't even have to explain it. They can find out. But Bang Mary Kill, Deep House, Techno, and I'm a Piano.
Say that again?
Deep House, Techno, Piano.
Fuck Mary Kill.
No!
Someone has to die.
Someone's gonna die.
I am marrying Deep House.
Strong.
The love of my life, that one.
Yeah.
Gets us all started in the day.
Fucking my piano. Hard. Take no.
My event. That time it influences so much when I play it. I don't even play my piano, but it's like, when I'm at home, yo.
You're like, yo, I enjoy those. He's telling me I can't punch anymore. So when I punch, I'm just boom, boom, boom. Nah.
Transport to the floor now, boy. One flavor, you know?
Something. Oh, we love it, man. I love the confidence with which you said it as well. Sick, no.
Sorry.
Nah, they'll film it.
Adding personnel.
They'll film it. They have all the drugs. Oh, good.
Oh, man.
Denny, we've had a fucking beautiful time here.
Thank you so much for being on.
It's been amazing. Thank you so much for finally coming through to the Vibe Studio. We look forward to your next set. Where are you playing this weekend for the people who want to come find you?
Roadman is like, nowhere. I'm chilling at home.
No, that is different.
I think this is your first weekend off around 8 months.
I have certain weekends off, bro. I wouldn't even lie to you. But yeah, I won't lie. I just came off like a hectic.
Yeah.
Boy. You know, when Andres was here and everything was going on that whole long weekend, that was
been insane.
A season. But there's a point in time. Last time I slept, I was on Friday. Next time I slept, I was Sunday, my guys. Sunday. Well, Monday morning.
I don't even know.
You know what I mean?
You caught the flight. We flew there.
Did the event. After being awake the whole day at the side doing an event. I mean, not an event, but, you know, having done a show previous day, fly, get there. And actually, no, I'm lying. We played Electric Circus. Hopped on a plane flight. Went to Cape Town.
Came back.
Did the show. Ended the show at like 2 o'clock, bro. I think went to go chill with Andres for a bit. And then by like, what? By like 3:30, we were on our way back to the airport, bro.
I didn't know if from planes start
there. They weren't open. Okay. We had to watch all the staff walk in. Oh, Lord! Oh, I'm never doing that again. I've learned. But yeah, we had to watch all the staff walk in. You know, and they even like, did you sleep here?
So what do you think? Look at me.
Crazy times, but yeah, yeah.
Oh, hey, boy.
So weekend, yeah,
nothing this weekend, but I think I don't even know, man. I don't know when my next gig is. I won't lie.
Vibes,
but yeah,
That's
probably next week.
Yeah,
if I looked at the dates, I'd know which gig I have.
Yeah.
I don't even know what date it is today. Online,
you'll find him. Huh?
You know where to find him.
You know where to find him. No, on his phone number for guest list.
060.
Where can they find you? On the Instagrams, on the Facebook? Plug your shit.
Do people know the handles? Off my head.
Yours
we'll put them at, on our list. Oh, I know Instagram. At @sun_of_Dennis.
Yeah.
And then the rest should be just Son of Dennis.
Damn. Yeah.
There we go.
You'll find me. But if you search that, surely I'll come up, bro. Yeah.
Oh, strong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. 100%. 100%. Yes. But yeah. Thank you once again for pulling through, Maji. It's been a beautiful time. From Dylan, your vibe controller at the back, Davey Delicious D to my right.
Woo-woo.
I've been Captain Le Brazil, and we've been Vibes Podcast, telling you to always
keep vibing.
Oh, yeah. No, good vibes.
Bad vibes, man.
No. No. Oh.